This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. A call for a Monday general strike by demonstrators in Myanmar protesting the military seizure of power has been met by the ruling junta with a thinly veiled threat to use lethal force, raising the possibility of major clashes. A large crowd appeared again in the city center in Yangon, with protesters carrying photos of detained leader Aung San Suu Kyi and demonstrating against the military's takeover of the elected government. The call for a general strike was made Sunday by the Civil Disobedience Movement, a loosely organized group leading resistance to the army's February 1st takeover. Federal aviation regulators are ordering United Airlines to step up inspections of all Boeing 777s equipped with the type of engine that suffered a catastrophic failure over Denver Saturday. United says it is temporarily removing those aircraft from service. The announcements come a day after United Airlines Flight 328 had to make an emergency landing at Denver International Airport after its right engine blew apart just after takeoff. The National Transportation Safety Board said in a separate statement the two of the engine's fan blades were fractured, although the agency did caution that it was too early to draw conclusions about how the incident actually occurred. The head of the United Nations nuclear watchdog says that Iran will begin offering its inspectors less access, but will still allow the agency to monitor its atomic program. Rafael Grossi made the comments on arrival to Vienna on Sunday night. He was careful to say that there still would be the same number of inspectors there. This is VOA News. The head of the United Nations, a nuclear watchdog, again saying Iran will begin offering its inspectors less access. The United States now stands at the brink of 500,000 deaths from the coronavirus. A year into the pandemic, America's top infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, calls a looming milestone horrible and historic. The running total of lives lost, as compiled by Johns Hopkins University, was about 499,000 late Sunday. That's roughly the population of Kansas City, Missouri, and just shy of Atlanta. The first known deaths from the virus in the U.S. were in early February 2020 in California. The death toll reached 400,000 on January 19th in the waning hours in office for former U.S. President Donald Trump. Leftist economist Andreas Herrera will face a conservative Guillermo Lasso in the upcoming second round of Ecuador's presidential election, according to officials on Sunday. In a vote marred by fraud allegations and taking place amid a worsening economic crisis, 36-year-old Herrera won the first round with 32.72% of the vote, not enough to win outright. His opponent in the second round will be the ex-banker Lasso, who took 19.74% of the left-wing indigenous leader at 19.39%. This is according to the final results of the February 7th election. The runoff will take place on April 11th. The first round results were approved by four of the five members of the National Electoral Council at a meeting that lasted into the early hours of Sunday morning. Indian and Chinese troops have completed a pullout from a lake area of their disputed border in the Western Himalayas, setting the scene for disengagement at other friction points, according to both countries Sunday. Thousands of soldiers have been facing off since April on the line of actual control, or LAC. That's the de facto border, including the Glacial Pangong So Lake. Earlier this month, the military commanders agreed to begin pulling out troops, tanks, and artillery in a first step towards full withdrawal. On Saturday, the two commanders met to review their plans. The deployment in the remote area that falls in one region in India and another in China had raised fears of a broader conflict. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.